Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702.
And it is a Weekend Breakfast, the Sunday edition, 18 minutes past six. And we're still talking fitness, of course, as we do at this time of the morning. David Katz, good morning.
Good morning, Refilwe. And wow, has it been difficult to enjoy the outdoor activities? And how many people I've heard have got up, got ready for their run, and it's been raining.
You know what? I know we're going to talk physical activity with kids, but I'll tell you this. If you've got pencils, paint, putty, slime that the kids love these days, and you've got construction paper, and, you know, from time to time, some movies, everything just works very, very well. So, there's a workaround for that. And then when push comes to shove and all else fails, you play tag in the house. And then half an hour later, you're tired, they're tired, and we can calm down again and get back to painting.
That's some great sort of tag. Yeah. I didn't see, I just pretend not to find them, you know, those sort of things.
Yes, but they have to be young enough to, you know, stay hidden for at least 45 minutes until they come find you and say, but Mom, where are you?
Still looking.
Yeah, still looking. So, of course, we know this past week has just been rainfall in Gauteng. And obviously, this limits our options, right? Kids are home from school. The holidays are on. So I want to know from you, David, what exactly? I mean, we call you Mr. Active on the show, but you call yourself Uber Dad David. And this is quite a big focus for you. What is your go-to way of you're making sure that the kids, despite the fact that they're indoors, remain active?
Well, I think it's very, very important. I mean, you just said a great activity there, and those are the kind of things, you know, indoor tag. You know, you want to keep it safe, do it in environments where you don't have stuff that the kids can knock over, and you don't want broken glass everywhere, but, you know, there are funds. And, you know, a lot of people are always telling kids, don't run in the house, don't be loud in the house. A little bit difficult at the moment.
Absolutely.
Almost, you know, closed into the house all the week. And this weather's going to persist right through till probably only start clearing on Wednesday. So you've got another couple of days with this, whether you're private, government, homeschool, kids are all on holiday. So you've got to find stuff to keep them indoors. And as you said, there are great things you can do sort of from a mental point of view, from an educational point of view. But I always like to combine that. So, you know, we can't have them running around all day, or maybe they have the energy, but as parents, we kind of run out of energy. So you've got to combine ways to play indoors and sort of be able to learn and, you know, improve growth and motor skills. Because, you know, we think it's only for small kids. Yes, it is. But, you know, even older kids, it can really help them keep sharp for sports, for everyday life. So, you know, it can be fun, whatever age is, to find these activities to do. And, you know, the place that I went to, because I know the sort of appeal of it, and it just, to me, you know, there are lots of places and websites you can go look for activities, but, you know, this was just down Pinterest Street. You know, they give you these great ideas, and if you went and looked at active things to do indoor, there is really so much and so many ideas, and that's the idea of Pinterest, is to give people ideas and things that you can do and try.
Okay. So, first off, what made your list?
Well, what I found really interesting is the use of a hula hoop. You know, hula hoops are relatively inexpensive, and, you know, yes, it's designed to go around your waist or your neck if you're really skilled, but, you know, that it presents a lot of opportunities for kids, for grown-ups. Again, you can use it in various different ways, and a lot of the Pinterest posts revolve around the utilization of hula hoops, whether you're using them to go through, to, you know, run through, to put on the ground, to step over, to roll. You know, there are so many activities that you can do with it, which I thought was brilliant. So to invest in a few hula hoops, you know, and to utilize it and bring it out on those days, you know, when it is rainy, and, you know, you can create a lot of sort of good skills that your kids can learn. And again, great skills that are keeping them active and moving. Yeah. Along with the hula hoop is you can use a lot of things to utilize it. You know, you can have a soft ball. You can have the kids, you know, throwing stuff through the hula hoop. You know, almost create like indoor basketball where you hold sideways. You know, there's plenty you can do with it. And the third sort of thing that I saw cropping up quite a lot is games where they sort of skip or jump. So you could use hula hoops. You could use little markers. You know, if you didn't mind on your floor, maybe chalk that would then come off. You know, I even saw a point where someone had painted footprints, mm-hmm. and it got the kids to jump almost like hopscotch, but to change foot positions, to change directions, you know, all these kind of things I thought were brilliant for indoors, very easy to use, no real cost involved. It would be fun, physical, and educational.
All right, fantastic. Now, for those parents that might want to do a little bit less of the activity planning, but are happy to take their kids somewhere, you do also have some suggestions for indoor venue activities. What's your go-to place, or how have you ranked them? You've got a list of three that you provided us, and I already have one that I can definitely vouch for. Actually, two. I've got two that I can vouch for. What's your top one on the list of three?
So I've listed three, and number one, it's been a couple of years now, it's been building, and, you know, really is a great activity, and that is the trampoline park. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, they've just popped up everywhere. You've got Rush, Bounce, Gravity, you name it, they are everywhere. And it really is fun. You know, if you have smaller kids, a lot of them have toddler hours. They have areas that are sort of, you know, different areas where you can go to, so that it's smaller kids and bigger kids. So it is very safe.
And demarcated for parties as well. Very useful.
Great for parties. I've done tons of parties at them. But it really is, I mean, trampolining is hard, hard work, you know. If you trampoline for an hour, which is the basic session at most of these parks, you are going to get a really, really good workout from that. So, again, it's one of those beneficial exercises that you can do and you can do with your kids. And you'll find they'll, you know, run out of steam at a point, but they keep going longer. You run out of steam, but then you rest for a bit. You have fun. You have some water. Good to keep hydrated. And you're getting the physical and that sort of cardio benefit out of being on a trampoline. But then think about all the musculoskeletal, the functional sort of strength stuff, because of the stabilizers you're using whenever you jump. So very important what you can start doing is already bringing attention to kids. And I do this all the time with my kids, because I talk about the importance of their core. Because, you know, as grown-ups, as adults, we kind of forget about the core and the importance, and we get a bit lazy.
And how do the kids receive that, David?
They do it very well. The point is trying to tell them, especially like my daughter at three, maybe a little bit smaller, my son at eight.
Yeah.
Knows. So whenever he does any activity that requires that, because I don't want the stress in the wrong areas, I show him, I tell him, I even feel, like, give him his hand and I say, feel here, this is your core, this is how it must feel. And he's pretty good at it, because once it becomes instinctive, then you don't have to keep telling
him. Interesting.
And trampoline is one of those things, if your core's in, then the right muscles are all working.
Yeah.
You know, you're using the hip stabilizers rather than maybe using your glutes too much because your core's loose.
All right.
It's great for the knees, for the ankles, all these things to build and strengthen. And again, not just the kids, but yourself as well. You know, if you're someone who's prone to twisting your ankle very often, you know, it's a great way to strengthen your ankle.
Okay. So moving on to the next one, ice skating or roll egoli, which is one that I've gone to quite a few times, and both just fabulous options. Really, really like that.
They are. And what I liked about ice skating is it gives you that feel. And you know, I have my kids telling me today, they said, you know, it's going to be snowing or something at Christmas, especially my daughter, because she watches all this American and European TV, and it's, you know, very wintry at Christmas. And, you know, we're in the Southern Hemisphere. We have very warm Christmases, although you can't say that by the past week. But ice skating gives them a chance to feel that. They can put on their coat, the warm clothes. Yes, there's no snow, but there's lots of ice, and they can feel what it's like to have that sort of, you know, cold or winter Christmas. You know, there's a couple of rinks around. You can go to Northgate. There's one in the sort of Edenvale-Kenton area as well, if you're more towards there. Victoria,
David, I'm going to ask you to move around. You've suddenly gone out very, very hollow, and you sound very far away from, your voice just sounds very far away. Let's just complete the thought, and then I'll take our call. I'll take a call from Dana and Rosebank.
No problem. Is that much better?
Much better, yeah.
Yeah, so there's options. You can go through to Northgate. You can go through to Edenvale or Kempton Park. There's an ice rink. Pretoria has ice rinks as well. And it's just a great day out and a great activity again. Again, lots of strength required. Maybe not so much cardio. Also, if it's new to kids and you have smaller kids, they have apparatuses to help them on the ice. Same as roller gorlie. You won't get that sort of winter feel, but a great venue there. There's lots more going on than just the roller skate rink. And again, if the kids are a little bit nervous, there are sort of, you know, things to help them start. And once they get confident, they can get it in. And again, so good for physical activity. And, you know, you're having to constantly use your brain at the same time.
So,
you know, that proprioception is very important.
All right. All right. Let's hold it right there. Let's go to Dana or Dana in Rosebank. You've also got some suggestions for indoor activities to enjoy. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for calling in. What are your suggestions for us?
Well, the Rosebank Mall is hosting a Christmas market today with loads of kids' activities throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
We've got things like painting tie-dye T-shirts, and in fact, with the painting the T-shirts, one is given to charity for everyone painted. We have painting of pea caps. We have balloon sculpting, face painting.
Do you have a store there, Dana?
I do have a store, but okay. I also run the market.
Oh, fantastic. And where can we find you specifically, since you've given us this lovely heads up?
Well, I'm opposite Info in the Mall of Rosebank, mm-hmm. In the market. But we, as I say, we have a whole additional Christmas market for today.
Okay, lovely.
So that's really the fun attraction for today. But we focus the Christmas market particularly on kids.
All right,
the
lovely.
Kids can shop for cheap things to buy for their families for Christmas gifts. The parents can shop, they can eat. But the main focus is kids' activities for the day.
Lovely one.
So
thank
it's
you.
A nice thing to do. We are undercover, which mm-hmm. is really the big issue in this weather at the moment.
Absolutely. Dana, thank you so much for your suggestion and for your call as well. Much appreciated. David, we'll catch up with you again next week. Thank you for your time.
Awesome, and that sounds great. I think I might make my way there as well because I needed to keep the kids busy on my own for a few hours.
And of course, we want a gift or two as parents. Hello.
Of course we want a gift or two. My wife's going to love us. And, mm-hmm. You know, again, they might be not that physical, you think, but all that walking for the kids are really important.
Absolutely. David, we'll chat next week. Thanks so much.